Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with adab al-mu'asharat, social etiquettes. Number six, if the food is less and there are many people, then all should not eat to full. It should not be that some eat to satiation whilst the others remain starved. Number seven, if a few people are eating together, something like grapes, sweetmeats, etc., then each person should only lift one piece at a time. Lifting two or more is uncivil and a proof of greed. Number eight, one should not eat raw onions, garlic, or any other foul-smelling food and then go to a gathering of people, as this will cause them distress. Number nine, weigh your food and cook. Do not blindly throw any amount as is done by the women folk. Food sufficient for 8 days is completed in 4 days. However, do not weigh the remaining amount, as there is loss of blessings in this. Number 10, after eating, display gratitude to the being who is providing you with these bounties. Similarly, do the same after drinking water. Number 11, wash hands and gargle before and after meals. Number 12, do not eat extremely hot food, as there is harm in this. Number 13, honor the guest on the first day, prepare a bit extra. His right of being a guest lies till the end of 3 days. It is not appropriate for the guest to remain at the house of the host to such an extent that will cause him inconvenience. And number 14, there are blessings if all sit and eat together.
Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina istafa. أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصمه صدق الله المولانا العظيم. Yesterday we discussed about niyat, and hopefully we do make niyat now, and consciously, and ihdari niyat, refresh our niyat also. One is to make niyat, and one is to refresh the niyat. And niyat is for everything, like our roza also. We make siri because we're going to keep roza. That ulama have said that is your niyat. But consciously making the niyat has a great, great, there's a great difference. So when we're beginning of Roza also, we should make our niyat. We all made Asr namaz now, which is fresh in our mind, and think whether we made niyat for Asr namaz. Without niyat, action is not valid. Niyat is absolutely essential. Of course, although one extreme view is, if we don't make the niyat before namaz, what muqaranat, what our Allahu Akbar, then that amal is not accepted. The other ulama have given the view that why did we make wuzu? Why we came to the masjid? The niyat is within us, that we came for asr namaz. But anyway, to refresh the niyat makes an amal very, very valuable. And also, really, bandagi, servitude, to become a slave of Allah will only come when we make that niyat, that it's your command, I'm your slave, I'm fulfilling your command. As a slave fulfills a command, like that, ibadat is to come into us and we become the slaves of Allah Ta'ala. Otherwise, there are so many people, especially women, who feel they have done a favor to Allah when we make namaz. People who have problems also, many people, they say also, we made so much namaz, nothing happened, as though we did a favor to Allah Ta'ala. Our namaz, we can't even make proper namaz. What is the value of our namaz? So when we will make this niyat, it's your command, I'm doing it because I'm your slave, and a slave has to obey commandments. Then bandagi, abdiyat will come into a person. Then a person will become an abd. And the greatest quality of a human is to be a slave of Allah. Like the greatest of all mankind, Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah, whichever of his greatest blessings Allah blessed Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam with, Allah used everywhere the word abd. Inna subhanalladhi asra bi'abdihi for Mi'raj, where Jibreel alayhi salam couldn't go further. Allah said when Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came in the true sense, the abd of Allah, Allah put him so high. Alhamdulillah alladhi anzala ala abdihi al-kitab. The nabuwat, the revelation of the kitab, that is also sodomah. And it comes clearly in the hadith, man tawada'a lillah rafa'ahu Allah. A person who becomes humble for Allah's sake. Not that the people must say that you are humble. You do certain things, etc. You act in a certain way that people must say you are humble. No, your humility must be for Allah Ta'ala's sake. That person, Allah raises him. You don't have to worry of gaining prominence, or you don't have to worry of position. Allah will give you. And what Allah, when He gives you position, name, fame, Allah protects you also. And when you want to achieve it yourself, you work that people must praise you, you canvass amongst people, etc. People must praise you, people must talk. And a person, nafs is such a thing that it will use such avenues to get people to praise you. Like for example, you made a bayan, you went and asked somebody, there wasn't any mistake in my bayan. Actually, you're not asking for a mistake, that Maulana, you were, what the bayan you gave. So actually you're wanting those praises. So in different ways their nafs works. So a person who does it for Allah's sake, Allah raises that person. وَمَنْ تَكَبَّرَ وَضَعَهُ اللَّهُ. And a person who wants pride, who wants name, fame, Allah destroys that person. That person, Allah will break his back, Allah will break his neck, Allah will make such asbab that that person will be destroyed. So to do things only for Allah's pleasure, that is a very, very great thing. And niyat we should do in before everything. Like this bayan now, alhamdulillah, Allah's fazal, Allah gave me tawfiq, I made my niyat. We do kitab reading, let's make a niyat. For everything, there must be niyat. إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ. And our actions are judged according to the intentions. It can be the same action of making namaz. And your intention is for show, then that namaz, it's judged according to that. And you made that namaz for the pleasure of Allah, it's judged according to that. So the namaz, everything, our Ramzan, our itikaf, our coming year, everything depends on our niyat. And niyat is a direct matter between a person and Allah. And also niyat, the place of niyat is the heart. It's not the tongue. The tongue translates what is in the heart. And fuqaha have written that to make niyat for namaz, make it a regular habit to make it with the tongue, the niyat, this is a bid'at. It shouldn't be made with the tongue. For a starter, a person that to align the heart is not so easy to get the heart focusing. So for a starter, with his tongue also he says what is in his heart. I'm making four rakats of Asr Namaz for Allah Ta'ala, facing Qibla, etc. But when a person who is in the groove, then he shouldn't use his tongue. The niyat must be in the heart. It must be made by the heart. All other niyat also. The work of niyat is not the tongue's work, it's the heart's work. It is what is in the heart. So, and also our ibadat, Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thani Rahmatullah is written, what is riya? To do things for show. Al-mura'at fil ibadat. To show in ibadat. This is riya, to show which is haram. لِغَرَضٍ دُنْيَوِيٍ أَوْ لِغَرَضٍ فَاسِدٍ. For a fasid, for a evil intention, or for dunya's intention. Like you make in niyat, I'm making charged namaz to show people. People must say I'm pious. For that you are making. So that's a fasid niyat. But if you are making your charged namaz, whole masjid is full in front of all you are making. But your niyat is Allah's pleasure, that is not show. Our Shaykh Jazahumullah Khair has explained so beautifully, dekhna haram nahi hai, dikhana haram hai. To see is not haram, to show is haram. If somebody sees you making ibadat, tahajjud, crying in your dua, everything, that is not haram. But when you do it to show people, that is what is haram. So if people see you, many people feel that people saw me making this ibadat, that ibadat, So my ibadat is all gone. There is no value now. It's gone for show. The people saw it. So that is not haram. To show is haram. If this is what haram, the people see my ibadat and you hide away, that nobody must see you making ibadat. Some people take that the meaning of ikhlas, that nobody must know my ibadat, that I must do it secretly, nobody must know. If that is the case, then make a small Kaaba in your backyard and make Muzdalifah, Arafat, Mina also. So nobody must see you going for Hajj. But the best Hajj is you put your ihram from home, that everyone can see here's a Haji going. But don't do it to show. You do it for Allah's pleasure. So that, for if that is what we think, what is ikhlas, that nobody must know, nobody must see, then don't come for Jamaat Namaz. Jamaat Namaz is wajib. Make it in the house in such a way that even your wife doesn't know you made Namaz. That is ikhlas. She also mustn't know. You made your Namaz, you hide away and you make your Namaz, that nobody must see my ibadat. To see is not haram, to show is haram. And our Shaykh Jazahumullah Khair explained, and he opened this point so much, that you're a person, you make ishraq every day. And by the time ishraq time, the whole masjid is empty. People are gone already. Now, one day it happened, 2-3 people were left, you saw them. So you say, oh, these people going to see, I'm making ishraq. So today I won't make my ishraq. According to you, ikhlas, that nobody must see. But this is riya. You didn't do ibadat, you didn't get that sawab, and in that not doing, you made riya. You did it to show people that you are not making namaz. So if you understand this, and when our Shaykh speaks on this subject, he says that, or ek baat main tajruba ki kehta hu. I'm saying one talk of my experience, or the sare buzurgo ka tajruba. And not only my experience, all buzurgs, their experience also. Aur Maulana Thani Rahmatullah Ali is par qasam kha ke farmate. And a great person like Maulana Thani Rahmatullah Ali takes qasam on this, ke islah, ikhlas, us waqt tak paida nahi ho sakta hai, jab tak ke buzurgo ki jutiya seedhi karo. And you won't get ikhlas until you don't stay in the company of buzurgan-e-deen. And this deen of ours, whether it is this sifat, more particularly, that is, ikhlas is a quality, it's a sifat. It's not a outward amal, like namaz we make amal, tilawat we read Quran. These are inside qualities. And these inside qualities, they don't come from na kitabo se, na wazo se, na zar se paida. Deen hota hai buzurgo ki nazar se paida. This comes, it rubs off to a person. You can write a whole, you can prepare a wonderful lecture on ikhlas. Such beautiful ayat and ahadith and waqiyat and examples, everything. But ikhlas will come to you, it will come from heart to heart. It won't come from kitab into the heart. These qualities come from heart to heart. So until you don't stay a fair time in the company of some Allah wala, who your heart says this is an Allah wala, ikhlas won't rub off onto you. And all this tawadu, all these qualities, sabr, all these qualities, they only come. And that is why it is for to gain these qualities of ikhlas is for us. And the method of gaining it, the way of gaining it, that becomes for us also then. Because you can only gain it that way. That is not for us actually. But mawquf, mawquf alay is also for us. What is mawquf, what you have to acquire, and the means to acquire it, that also becomes for us then. So therefore, this ikhlas will only come when we stay in the company of the righteous and the pious. And also, with regard to that dream yesterday, which our friend had seen, so that a person, what do we have to take? We have come here to benefit. What we have to take from the Shaykh is not knowledge. It's not bayans also. It's not ibadat also. And what we have to take is, if a person is a murid, even if he didn't become officially murid, a murid is that person who is convinced in his heart that my Shaykh has got something in his heart. That is a murid. If a person became officially bayat also, he gave his hand in the hand of his sheikh and he became officially, but in his heart he hasn't got that yaqeen that my sheikh has got some treasure in his heart. That person is not a murid. A murid is that person who has got that yaqeen in his heart that my sheikh has got nisbat with Allah, has got ta'alluq. Whether he's got or not, that is a different thing. But that is a murid who has got this yaqeen that my shaykh has got some treasure, some value, some nisbat, some ta'alluq with Allah Ta'ala. So that is what we have to take. And that is how you take from your shaykh. You focus on his heart. And you, so to say, join your heart to his heart. And now it is all the qualities and the things which are in the shaykh's heart comes off onto the murid's heart then. Maulana Ziyad, who is in Malaysia, he went for Umrah. One time he is also one of our friends. While he was in Medina Park, he saw a dream there of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And one side he saw that I was sitting, one side Maulana Abdul Rahman Lambat was sitting. And he saw our dressing also properly in full. And then he says he saw that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Maulana Lambat, told me that I must give everything what I've got to Maulana Lambat also. So this is the Mashayikh and Ahlullah, for the fuyuz of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah's fuyuz, a general fact. But how to take from it? This is the method of taking it, that you folk, and even if you sit in some other alim, only sit in ulama-i haq, rabbaniyin's bayans. Don't just sit in anyone's bayans also. Don't sit in modernist type of people's bayans, etc. That will be harmful for you. Sit in the right people's bayan, and there also your niyat is, my faiz is coming from my sheikh. The words are coming from this alim, but my faiz is coming from my sheikh into my heart. So this is what we have to take. We focus on the heart, and we take what is what. According, that is a murid who has got that yaqeen, who has got this husn-e-zan. So ghalib husn-e-zan, which is in the darja of yaqeen. That is why, well, that is a murid. And if a person hasn't got that, though he's even coming to majlis, he's talking, he's giving hadiyah also, and he's saying words of praise also, and muhabbat also, but if that is not in his heart, that is not a murid also. And so he hasn't made irada also. Murid is an Arabic word, it's not a Urdu word. Murid is an Arabic word, it's the isme fa'il of arada yuridu, the one who intends. So what is your intention? Alladhina yuriduna wajhallah, the pleasure of Allah. And the sheikh is the means. So anyway, that is what we have to take, and that is the method of taking it. And a person who does this, and it's open to everyone. And therefore, it is also, not only in our Dini circles, even in Western circles, whether you're at university, whether you're at any place, if the a mental block, which they call, if your teacher, your professor, is upset with you, or you disrespect him, it won't flow from one to the other. And in our matters, it is much more. So therefore, it is that the sheikh must be happy with a person. And your heart is also open, then the channel is open. It just flows to that person. But if for any reason, it is blocked either from the sheikh's side or from your side, then it won't flow. But if it's open, it just flows into the heart of the person. So anyway, this niyat is very, very important, that we make niyat for every amal that we do. So our niyat for coming here must be our islah, and then with all the sifat of ikhlas, all the sifat, and we have to try and reach and see, one day is gone already, 2 days are gone already. Really, Ramzan is going so fast. And every second is so valuable. Try our best not to waste a second also. Whatever little time we got also, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah. Allah becomes so happy with the banda who says alhamdulillah. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanallah al-azim. Astaghfirullah. While getting up, sitting, make zikr of Allah. Don't let the seconds also go by empty. Acquire for akhirat. This is our opportunity, and we got a very, very limited time and very limited facilities to prepare for akhirat. Our whole life at the time of mort, every person makes yaqeen, labithu yawman aw ba'da yawm, that I lived in this world just for a day or less than a day also. The life of 60, 70 years at the time of mort appears like that. And this is nothing new also or difficult to understand. You went to visit your family, you went for a holiday, whatever. You enjoyed it. It was 2 weeks, 3 weeks. Umrah also you went, you enjoyed it. The time you have to leave, when you reach at Jeddah airport, at one time you could see the people coming in on that side and the people leaving. You say, just yesterday we were that side. And here we are leaving already. Today we are out again, we are exiting. Just yesterday we were in the entry. Though it was a month you stayed. Though in previous days the people stayed for a year, for 18 months, for Hajj, etc. But that is how you feel at the end. And at the end of mort it will be like that. And death will come for Ramzan also. And everyone, people who are even a bit distant from deen, they also, oh, how fast Ramzan went. Ramzan is gone already. And that will happen with us. So don't waste our time in all those futile things. Try and make our time as valuable as possible. Further then, in order to benefit from our coming year and from this month, we have to have some idea. Full is almost impossible. That only Allah Ta'ala has got. But we have some idea, and how much more we have that. What is this month of Ramadan? And what are rozas? And what is the Quran Sharif? Three subjects which are of this month, which are extremely important. So in this ayat, Allah says, Shahrul Ramadan, the month of Ramadan. This is a great, great month. It is the month for which from Muharram, the first of the Islamic year, Allah Himself decorates Jannah for the coming of Ramzan. So what an occasion it must be. If we are getting a wedding in the house, how many people do renovations to the house? How many people sprinkling in, cleaning, everyone does. So much of things that wedding is coming in the house. Coming after 6 months, people go and do shopping overseas. They go to Dubai, they go to Pakistan. Where and where they go and do their shopping? Wedding is coming in the house. And for Allah, for the month of Ramadan, what a month this must be. This is the month of showing kindness to people. This is the month of sabr. This is the month when Allah makes a nafil equal to a faraz. Okay? And Allah makes a faraz up to 70 times. This is the time if the market is hot, hot, hot. It is the time when a hot market is hot. It is time to acquire, get as much as you can. This is a month not to sit at all. Okay? Like a businessman in December, how he looks forward to it. There is no businessman who feels, oh, again now December. I'm going to be busy again in the shop. I won't be able to eat properly. I won't have time for my breakfast, for my lunch also. I'll be the whole day busy again. Overnight, overtime, I'll have to pack my goods. My shelves will get empty. What a problem. What a... how happy he gets. How he looks forward to the month of December, because he knows how much money he's going to make. Really, for a mu'min, that is, if there is that iman, that yaqeen of akhirat, the value of iman, a person will look forward. Again, those nights have come when we can talk to Allah and spend more times. Again, those days will have come where we can stay hungry for Allah's sake. A person, when he does something for his beloved, how happy he does it, some sacrifice. Your wife asked you to buy her something. You didn't get it. You went 10 shops, you got it. And you were suffering, you were looking for it. Where and why you did it. Finally, when you got it, how happy you are. And you'll tell her, I went to 10 shops, then I managed to get this here. How happy won't she also get? So sacrifice for Allah's sake. And Allah becomes so happy with the person who has fasted, that according to one hadith, the one reading of it, that Allah Himself is the reward of it. Not that Allah will give some reward, Allah Himself is the reward. Another reading of that Allah Himself will give the reward. You won't tell the angels, the malaika to give the reward. This is that month. And to understand the value of this month also, that a nafil becomes a faraz. So first let us understand the value of a nafil, for example. One aspect, If a person reads Quran Sharif for every letter, not every word, like Alam Tara, that is five letters. Alam are three letters. Alif Lam Mim in this case will be nine letters due to the mad which is there, to the extent of three alifs each mad. So it becomes nine letters. So for every letter that a person reads, he gets the minimum is 10 sawabs. And this is the person who reads without wudu. To touch the Quran without wudu is not permissible. But you can read Quran Sharif without, if you're not in a state of janabat, you don't need ghusl, you can read Quran Sharif. And which Muslim doesn't know Surah Fatiha? 150 letters. And multiplied by 10, 1500 sawabs. And just from here till the door, you can read Surah Fatiha two or three times. How that sawab? And that is without wudu. And that's the minimum. According to the ikhlas, etc., Allah increases even more. So anyway, that is that amount of sawab. So, and if you read it with wudu, for every letter, 25 sawabs. And if you read it in namaz, in a sitting position, which shows that it's nafil namaz. Nafil, even without an excuse, you are permitted to sit and read, your sawabs will be less, but you are permitted. Then you get 50 sawabs, rewards for every letter. And in a standing position in nafil namaz, 100 sawabs. So if you read Surah Fatiha, 150 letters times 100, 15,000 sawabs, and that is the minimum. Then you're reading all the other surahs also, every Allahu Akbar, every tasbih, how, what great rewards of that namaz. And Hazrat Mujaddid Al-Fisani rahmatullah alayhi has written that your whole life's nafil cannot equal to two rakats of faraz. Your whole life's tahajjud, ishraq, awwabin, salatu tasbih, whatever, all your whole life's nafil, it can't equal two rakats of faraz. So valuable is that. So when nafil is so valuable, then what is the two rakats of fajr namaz? What is that value? That the whole life's nafil cannot equal the two faraz. Then your four faraz of zuhar and your four faraz of asr, maghrib, isha, what is the value of that? So this is that month that every nafil becomes the value of a faraz. And a faraz goes up to 70 faraz. This is that month Allah Ta'ala has given us. This is that month that Allah has hosted Laylatul Qadr in it. Khayrun min alf shahr, better than 1,000 months, which means 83 years and 4 months. And not equal to better. And better, who is better? Allah. Allah's khayrun min. But one man, who is a poor man, he gave somebody a job, he told him, I'll pay you 10 rand for this small little job, just dig this hole for me. He's a poor man, and he told him, if you do a good job, I'll give you more. How much can you expect more? He's a poor man. And if he's a stingy man, he's rich, but he's stingy, you can't expect much also. But he's a generous man, and he's a rich man. You can expect more. But where, what do men even know the meaning of generosity? Allah's karam, who can understand the karam of Allah? Allah's karam is such that, for example, you gave five people a job to do, you say, I'll pay you 100 rand for this. Two people were standing with them, they weren't working. But they were stopping them from work, talking with them all the time. You find this laborers always, that there is somebody else standing, and they talking and keeping them away from their work. When the work got finished, those five came in, collect their wages, those two also stood in the line. Which person in the world who is the most generous also will say, okay, you also take wages. And you'll get angry, you stop them from taking, what you standing in the line here? But Allah is that being, that Allah, that He will say, you also take. And that comes in the Hadith Sharif. That people who make zikr for in a gathering, at the end of this gathering, they made the zikr, Allah says, Qumu now. It's enough. I don't expect you whole day to make my zikr. You made little while. It comes in the hadith. Remember, let me a little while after fajr, after asr, balance of the time, I will be sufficient for you. So Allah says, now Qumu. But get up in such a way, maghfura lakum, that I've forgiven all your good. And not only for, just look at Allah's karam. Not only that Allah has forgiven, yeah, in this dunya, if a person committed a major crime and he asked and he was found guilty, sentence also, life sentence, death sentence, that he applies for clemency from state president, from the prime minister. And after considering it, and it takes so long, they grant him, okay, we let you go. You're off the hook. But no government or no state president will say that we set you free. Now we are giving you 10 filling stations also. And we are giving you 10 farms also. And we are giving you 10 blocks of flats also. Nobody in the world. But when Allah, قَدْ بَدَّلْتُ سَيِّعَاتِكُمْ حَسَنًا, that I have changed your evil deeds into good deeds. And it comes in the Qiyamah Day, a person whom Allah will forgive his minor sins. Then he'll jump when Allah will say, he won't be able to deny, yes, I committed this also, I committed this also. Allah says, see, I've changed all your evil deeds into good deeds. That person will say, Ya Allah, I've got lot of other bad, big gunas also. When he'll see, bazaar garam hai, Allah's mercy is so hot, that Allah is just forgiving, not wholesale, there's no word to explain Allah's forgiveness. He'll say, I've got big, big sins also, which Allah must also change. So this is Allah Ta'ala. Allah is that being that in the Quran Sharif Allah says, when you are distributing your inheritance, and few people who are not supposed to get, they also came. What is the ayah? وَإِذَا حَذَرُ الْقِسْمَةَ أُولِي الْقُرْبَى وَالْمَسَاكِينَ فَرْزُقُوا مِنْهُ. Give them also. Tell them you don't deceive, فَرْزُقُوا. You give them also. That Allah's command is this. Whereas inheritance, nobody will allow one penny, one cent of his share to be less. Everyone, how they fight. But Allah's ta'aleem, give them also a little bit. They just came like that, they distant family, they don't eligible for any share. But they've come, give them. That is Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala's karam, we can't understand. So how much Allah Ta'ala gives. So this is the month that Allah, we should take from Allah. And how much Allah is giving. During the Shab-e-Barat, 15th night of Shaban. At sunset time, Allah comes to the nether skies. Allah is everywhere all the time, but Allah's special tajalli comes on the world. And Allah say, ask whatever you want. Every night there is, but that is, ulama have difference of opinion, most accepted, it is in the last sixth of the night. Just before tahajjud time finishes, that last part, that is the part Allah says, what you want from me, ask of me, I will give you. Then like Shab-e-Bara'at comes, it is from this Maghrib time, the whole night Allah is announcing. And Ramzan, every night. So this is that time that a person will say that I can't sleep at night. Even while you are sleeping, as a human you have to sleep, but making du'as you are sleeping. And you are reading, Allahumma innaka afuwan. All your other du'as you are making to Allah Ta'ala. So this is that month that Allah has given us. How many people just before Ramadan they have left us? Allah has been kind to us. He has blessed us. We have come into the month. They don't waste this month. How many Ramzans we have let gone? Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, with deep sigh in his heart, he says, we have wasted so many years, so many Ramzans of our life. How many are left? Who do of us know? This is the opportunity. When Allah's bazaar is so open and so hot, the value of amal has become. So let us understand what is this month, and with an open heart. A mu'min looks at the month and waits for the month. From the Rajab he says, Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa ballighna Ramadan. And when Ramadan comes, Allahumma sallimna li Ramadan wa sallimhu lana wa sallimna mutaqabbila. Oh Allah, give us afiyat, salamati, so that our ibadat can carry on. Otherwise something can happen, though there is sawab in that also. Accident, may Allah protect us all. Happened in the family. It's not our accident. But now, whole Ramzan, we are running to hospital. Now we are running to this visiting hours, those. Now we have to make decisions. Must we change the hospital? Must we change the doctor? Your whole Ramzan goes in there. That Allah has given us this Ramzan with salamati. It's only His gift. That we can free ourselves, and we have come for our 30 days. We have come for our 40 days. Ye qadam uchte nahi, uthaye jaate hai. It is not that we lifted our legs, we made intention. Allah brought us. Allah put it in our heart. It's not that I got my ticket, I got my booking. Allah made your booking. If Allah wants to stop you, anything can happen. Last minute, or even before that, your wife takes ill, or some other problem comes. I had all my preparation. I made my booking also, but I can't go. It's not in our hands. This is the 100%. It is from Allah. How thankful when Allah brought us here. He gave us now our whole program of the day. He gave us our majalis. Allah reward all those who are doing the programs, etc. Now don't let it go wasted. Let us be present also personally, bodily, and also put our mind. What is the proper ayat? Man alfa sam'a wa huwa shaheed. It is actually لِمَنْ كَانَ لَهُ قَلْبٌ, a person who's got a heart. So you got a heart, so your heart, put the full attention. Don't count all the time, one roza is finished, two rozas are finished, and Taraweeh now only 10 rakats finished, 10 finished, only 10 left now, and all the different, now only 2 suparas are 28 only left. Don't worry about that. لِمَنْ كَانَ لَهُ قَلْبٌ أَوْ أَلْقَ السَّمْعَ, and he puts his ear also, his heart and his ear both present, وَهُوَ الشَّهِيدِ, and he's present also, that person will benefit. So the programs only Allah's tawfiq. It is unbelievable, like this Anwarus Salah, how Allah put it and how it came, and Alhamdulillah, so many, not only people who come here, Darul Ulooms have entered it into the syllabus to teach the children how to make namaz. How many great ulama are benefiting from Anwarus Salah? Here we are personally sitting here, so let us take part. Tajweed is so important. Masail are so important. And now Allah gave us tawfiq, this our aqaid, to correct our aqaid. How important. As Maulana Musa Sahib, the Ahmad Barakat explained, if aqaid are not correct, nothing, everything is destroyed. All your ibadat, your whole month and for aqaid to be correct is the most important thing. Then our ibadat must be correct. And muamalat, many of us, we don't even have an idea that Islam regulates our monetary affairs also, teaches us that also. Then our muasharat, good people, whether we are big Sufis also, for many of us, as though the muasharat, there is nothing like in Islam, social living. Islam has taught us when you go and visit by somebody, how you should go and visit, when you should go, how to ask him permission. All the details are given in the Quran Sharif. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu la tadkhulu buyutan ghayra buyutikum hatta tasta'nisu wa tusallimu ala ahliha. That you must first take permission. And permission, how you take permission? How will you take? That you say, I'm so and so. Today good people will come to your door. Who is it? It's me. Everyone is me. They don't say their name. And they also, ulama have mentioned, don't say your name, that people won't recognize you. For example, if I go to somebody's house, who is it? Abdul Hamid. Anyone, say, at that time it's necessary to say Maulana Abdul Hamid. So they exactly understand who it is. There must be no, your identity must be clear. Especially in today's days of insecurity, of crime, etc., that identity must be very clear. On the phone also, how many people just start speaking, they don't say who they are. And you now your mind, it's going, you don't know who is the ones, what is he talking. It's very, very important, all this muasharat is very important. Then muasharat, hatta tasta'nisu, many people, who is it? Assalamu alaikum. So who came? Assalamu alaikum came. You must say your name, who are you? So these are very important things, which we have started, and it will take a while to correct it, and it's very important that we correct it. Sure. Because these muasharat, adab, the muasharat which have been mentioned, this Maulana Thani rahmatullah is written about easily, near 75, 80 years ago, or maybe even 100 years ago. And for he was in a village of Thana Bhavan. He wrote it for that, for those village people, and for India. Today, our muashara is different. So this must be updated. That as we are doing it, and whoever have any idea, especially the ulama, please inform Maulana Musa, Ma'anana Yusuf, who are reading this, that what today is, according to today, the mu'ashara of the cell phone. For example, in your namaz, how all masjids got a sign that you switch off your cell phone. Announcements are made, but yet it rings, and it rings with music. This is all masail of mu'ashara that has to do with this. All these things, you are sitting, you are just discussing, four or five people, phone rings, one person jumps up and goes, it's khilaf of the adab of that gathering. You are having a mashura, the phone rings, at that time put your phones, close your phones, put them off, switch them off. You are having a mashura, person who is present there, he's more important. Also, like many businesses also, you go there as a personal customer, and the form comes, they give more preference to the form. You who took the trouble, who came there, you have to get first preference. But now they make you wait, they're talking to the person on the phone, taking his order and everything. You who have come personally, you are moing. So they are very important things in our house, our mu'ashara. As somebody has said, that how many husbands don't know the difference between a clothes basket, what you call it, where you put your dirty clothes in, washing basket and the floor. More, they have to do a PhD to know the difference between a washing basket and the floor. Otherwise, when they take off the clothes, all just on the floor. There is that slave there, that woman, her housewife, she, her work is now to pick it up. Can't we put it in the how you leave your bathroom, how you leave your basin, how you leave your toilet. This is all mu'ashara. And it is so important, mu'ashara, huquq, the rights of people. Hey, Islam has taught us birds have got rights, animals have got rights, the environment has got rights also. Don't pollute the environment. All this Islam has taught us is a comprehensive. So alhamdulillah, by Allah's fazl, this whole program is taking place. And to become an insan when we live here, if we can become a human being. قُلْ إِنَّمَا أَنَا بَشَرٌ. Allah says to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that say to the people, I am a bashar. But just like one stone and another stone, one is a stone on the road which you kick, one is a diamond. They are both stones. Diamond also we call it a stone. But what is the difference? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was bashar, but what a bashar. A diamond can't explain the bashar Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was. He was Sayyidul Bashar. Who was he? So we have come here to become human beings. Not only that our ibadat we do, that also we have to do. But this whole deen has to come into our lives. So we have to work towards it. And there can't be a better occasion than Ramadan. Really, fortunate, make shukr to Allah Ta'ala that He has given us this opportunity. And if we go as a human from this world, as Maulana Inamul Hasan Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi Hazrat Ji used to say, live your life like Ramzan, your mouth will come like Eid. But make your Ramzan also Ramzan. If we don't make it Ramzan, we are just passing our time here. We are not taking the benefit, we are not feeling anything. Then the days will pass, there is no doubt. Nobody is going to stop time. Time will go, nobody can stop time. But what are we benefiting from that time? And how much we benefit, that is up to us. How much we can take, and Allah has made it. So this month is that month to take all this. In for all your ibadat, what rewards also. And it is a month of forgiveness. And it's so much so, that Allahu Akbar, Rahmatul Lil Alameen, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, is in one narration commanded to make this baddua on the mimbar. That if a person finds Ramadan and he did not get his forgiveness, curses upon that person. And on that baddua which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that curse Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was commanded to make. And on that curse, Jibreel alayhi salam is saying, Ameen. Can there be any doubt in the acceptance of that? So in other words, it is impossible that your forgiveness doesn't take place. Unless really, that Allah's fazl was so great and you closed all the doors. Otherwise it's impossible. Your maghfirat has to take place in this month. So this is that month which Allah has given. Really this is that month. A person can be a drug addict. A person can be an alcoholic. He can be a gambler. He can be a womanizer. But if he spends his Ramadan, his life will be made. And if your life is made, I guarantee you, your at home, your wife's, your family's life will be made. Your community's life will be made. Your dunya's life will be made. Your akhirat's life will be made. Allah has given us this opportunity. And all this is in the sadqa of our mashayikh. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, how he used to spend his Ramadan and make the facility for all. Our Shaykh in Karachi also, Ramadan was a special, special occasion. And how the tarbiyah and effort is made so this month is such a great month. Then it's not only the month that is so great. Then in the month, Allah has given us this Quran Sharif. Shahr al-Ramadan, الذي أنزل فيه القرآن قرآن شريف الله the month of Ramadan is enough for a person's hidayah. And if you subtract that without Ramadan, it's not going to be always only 30 days. Ramadan will be finished. But the Quran Sharif, ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للناس. It is hidayah for mankind. And هدى للمتقين. It is hidayah for متقين. For everyone. It is first hudal linnas, for everyone. Like for example, there is some great product for sale. It's in the market. Anyone can go and buy it. But those who buy it will benefit from it. So the Quran is up for sale for everyone. The whole entire mankind can benefit. But those who bring iman, the Muslims, and now they must now follow it. You bought that product, you brought it home. Now don't just pack it away. Use it for what it is meant and see how your life will become easier, more comfortable, more enjoyable, whatever that. And the product like the Quran Sharif, Allahu Akbar. If we bring that into our lives, it is for the whole of mankind. But other people turn a blind eye to it. They don't take any attention, pay any attention. We have accepted it. Now we, so to say, have bought it. We have brought it home now. Now start using the Quran Sharif. So the Quran Sharif is it. And Allahu Akbar. One ayat of the Quran has changed the lives of people. Malik ibn Dinar, rahmatullah alayh, who had a little daughter who passed away when she was still small. And then he, that night he saw her in a dream. It is the day of Qiyamah. And the fire, Qiyamah's day. And a big, huge snake is behind him, chasing him. He's running from there. And then he meets a person, very handsome person, but very weak person. He tells him, please help me. He says, go this side, see what's there. When he goes that side, the fire of Jahannam is raging. The red, red flames of the black, black smoke and that very frightening, dreadful scene. He turns around. He meets the same man. He says, please help me. He says, go this side, on the other side. They are the amanats of the Muslims who are kept there. Perhaps there is some amanat of yours also. When he goes there, he sees beautiful chambers, rooms there. And his little daughter coming out from that room, that was his amanat. And as she's coming out, she's reading, أَلَمْ يَأْنِ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَنْ تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَمَا نَزَلَ مِنَ الْحَقِّ. That one ayat in his dream and his life. A person who was a habitual drunkard, a person who was a highway robber. He used to rob the people, waylay the caravans, a highway robber. What and what wasn't he? One ayat changed his life. And Hadrat Fuzail ibn Iyaz, same thing, very similar. How he also, they robbed one caravan. And there was a young boy in that caravan, and he read this ayat, أَلَمْ يَعْنِي لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَنْ تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. And his life changed. Wallah, Quran Sharif has changed millions of people's of life. In their living, while they were dead, while they were sleeping, it changed their lives also. So Allah has given us that Quran Sharif. And that Quran, that as it was revealed, we have got it today exactly like that. Nobody else in the world has got anything like that. There is no book, there is nothing that has not been, in fact, one person in Chipata, which is in Zambia, little village, about one chief of over 200 villages. He was an educated person, he had university degrees, and it was his passion to read books. He should read a lot of books. He became a Muslim. The Asian Muslims in Chipata, this may be about 8-10 years ago this happened. When they came to here, they were surprised. that no tabligh jamaat went to him, no ulama met him, living in the rural, in the jungles there, and he became, what made him become a chief of 200 villages? He became Muslim, they went and visited him, then they asked him. His first answer was so fascinating, he gave two reasons. The first reason he gave, he says that, I read a lot of books, and I like to read. So this book also, the Quran came my way, so I started reading it also. And the subject matter was different from all other books that I read. So I wanted to know who is the author of the book. So I closed the book and see on the cover, every book got an author. I didn't see no author there. On the side, the author's name is written there. I looked there also, nothing. I opened it, first page, all the details, first edition, number of copies printed, etc., who the author is. There also no author. Then, but from the subject matter, I realized that this is the book of Rabbul Alameen, of Khaliqus Samawati wal Ard, that it is his book. And on that here, the second he says, and that is relevant to our subject now, is that I saw that the Bible, whenever, wherever it was printed, differences in them. The Quran Sharif I checked up, wherever, whenever it was printed, no difference, the same. So that is the Quran as Allah gave it to Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in this, Hazrat Shaykh rahmatullah alayhi also writes, how we have to be indebted to these maktabs and darul ulums, where the details of the Quran are taught and it is preserved. And how it is preserved? When the British came to India, they brought out all the Qurans according to them and they burned them. Now no Muslims won't have Quran Sharif. One padri priest, his name also is written, and alim called him and told him, you burnt all the Qurans, well, fine. This 8-year-old boy, are you going to burn all of them also? And he read the Quran from Alhamdulillah Qul A'udhu Bi Rabbin Nas. One little boy, and in how many people's hearts Allah has preserved the Quran Sharif. And today, at the moment in Ramzan, every moment in the world, Quran is being recited. Due to geographical differences, some way it's I was just working, I had to make a phone call to Panama, and they told me their Seri is at 4 in the morning they start. And so their Rosa will start 4 in the morning. In Fiji Islands, their Rosa also starts at 4, but two different days. When their Rosa has finished the whole day, then these people in America, or Panama, their Rosa starts. One day, due to the that one line, what you call it? That not Greenwich. There is one line where they, because of the 24-hour time difference. From there, also understand people must have Eid on one day. It is impossible. You can have, if you call Wednesday Eid, when it's Wednesday in Fiji, it's Thursday here in America. When it's the 25th December, it's not one time in the whole world. When Fiji people have finished their Christmas, then American people are waking up. So you can never have it at the same time. This is just a fallacy. It's not possible at all. Allah's system, Allah is. Anyway, Quran Sharif now in Ramzan, 24 hours. And look, one little Azabal, or just the Darul Ulum, not the whole of Azabal. How many Quran Sharifs are being recited? In that, our last year, we still got a few slots open. May Allah give somebody tawfiq to see if we can have 24 hours recitation of Quran Sharif. Most of it is covered, about 20 hours roughly. So there are few slots still open. If Allah give anyone himmat, that during that time that he reads, and we can have 24 hours, this is what will draw Allah's rahmat here. And all of us will benefit from them. In the Khanqah of Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, one person saw a dream that Hazrat Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was giving out envelopes to all the mu'takifin, all who were there. So it was a very Mubarak dream. When the Hazrat was informed, Hazrat Shaykh, he says, this is not my achievement. All of you who come here and create this environment of ibadat, of worried of your Islam, of becoming a waliullah, of getting nisbat with Allah. In Jioban, when a person has come the first time to Jioban, a student, from the station when he gets off, the porters, the coolies, the porters, they say, Mali sahab, Mali sahab. He hasn't still even entered the madrasa, he hasn't seen the Darul Ulum, but he's got the title of Mali sahab already. So just like that, what you make niyat for to go to, you are given the title from there already. You make your niyat for Hajj, you have just left, you die, you get the sawab of Hajj. You make a niyat of becoming a hafiz, you hardly started still, you die, you reach there, you became a sahabi, just by seeing Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He didn't make one namaz, he didn't learn one ayat, one masala, he's a sahabi. And so the minute you start on the line, by Allah, you're already at the end. But you carry on with your sincerity, you will be counted there by the end already. So here also we came to become, to get nisbat with Allah, to make our Islam. If we are sincere and we follow the instructions which are given and we attend the programs properly, there is no doubt Allah will put us with those people. We will be amongst those people. So this is that opportunity Allah has given us. Please don't let it just go by like that. Make it valuable. Try and overcome these thoughts, our nafs here, that are waiting for Eid, waiting for Ramzan to get finished. Don't worry about that. Do what we have to do. Engage in, at every moment there is something for us to do. Just do that. Just be engaged in that. And see what in'am Allah Ta'ala will give us. May Allah give us all tawfiq and accept inshallah. Subhanallah.